like a wasp, but a dirt dogger.
Dirt dogger, mm-hmm. Okay. And do they sting, dirt daubers?
I don't think so.
Okay. They're usually okay, but it's the other kind.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about a whole swarm of them, you'd say a whole swarm of
dirt dog.
Okay, and but the other kind, then that would be a whole
swarm.
Okay, and then the things that fly around at night and bite you, they won't sting you, but they'll just bite you.
Mosquitoes.
Okay, you ever call them anything else besides mosquitoes? You ever say that any other way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see, and then there's a kind of small insect. If you go out in the woods, they get under your skin and raise a big welt. You call those a red bug?
Never
heard of it. Chigger?
I've heard of it.
Chigger you heard of.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by chiggers?
I don't know. I just say my grandmother.
Okay.
Something.
Okay. And then there's a kind of insect that hops around in the grass. You call that a
grasshopper.
Okay. You ever hear that the other way around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The part of a tree that grows underneath the ground, that's the
root.
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down, that's
a cherry tree.
Okay. And let me see. Plant that grows out in the woods. It's got three leaves, and if you touch it, you'll break out in a rash.
And poison ivy.
Okay. And a kind of berry that's sort of like a strawberry, except it's usually not quite as big. It's got a rough surface, and some of them are black, and some of them are reddish. You know what I mean? It begins with an R.
Reddish, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go out into the woods and you pick berries, some berries, if you eat them, they're okay. And other berries, if you eat them, they'll kill you. And you say they're
poison.
Okay. Let me see. And if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my
husband.
Okay. And a man would say, I have to ask my
wife.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
Okay, and suppose her husband hasn't died, but has just left her.
If they're divorced, or?
Yeah. Then what would she be?
Divorcee.
You ever hear the phrase grass widow?
No.
No. Okay. Let me see. The man whose daughter you are, is your
father.
Okay. What do you normally call him? You don't, do you say father?
No, it's a daddy.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about his wife is called your
mother.
Okay, and you normally call her?
Mama.
And both your father and your mother together are your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father is your
grandfather.
And what are you normally? Daddy?
Granddaddy.
And his wife would be your
grandmother or grandmama.
Grandmama, you say, for that. Okay. Let me see. And something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Would you push him in?
Yeah.
A stroller.
Stroller, okay. Now, a stroller, is that a kind of thing he can lie down in, or is that a thing he sits in?
Stroller, you push it, like when you're going out or something, put the baby in. Some of them are convertible, you can let the seat down. And
uh-huh.
They can lay in that, and they can sit up in it too.
Okay. Let me see. And if you're pushing it, you say you're doing what? You're
pushing a stroller.
Okay. Would you ever say you were strolling the baby?
I never used
it. Okay. But you've heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. And if you were talking about somebody's children in how they range in age, you might say, let's say one of them, Sally, you'd say, Sally is the youngest, but Carol is the
oldest.